We have good songs to sing, and we have a group that enjoys singing. And all of those things, I think, will just make for a very enjoyable evening. Just to give you a little bit of history on why we have song sheets this evening rather than just the songbooks in your rack, we had hoped that our new hymnals would be here by now, but because we were waiting for the last printing here, they aren't. So most of the songs in this song sheet are taken from the Hymns of the Church Christmas songs section, as well as several others added in. The reason we decided to go ahead and make some packets rather than just do overheads is we thought they might be useful for family groups if they want to do some singing or caroling, youth groups and things like that. So after the service, we would like to collect all of these song sheets again, and they will be stored at church here. So if you're interested in using them for a family gathering or for whatever, they will be here for use. I think we're going to just dive in and sing. I would like to start with singing number 204 on the first page, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And after this, I'll take selections. I think we'll take three at a time. And then around 7:30, I'd like to take a little bit of a break and have announcements. Then I've asked John to come up and lead several songs after that. So I was envisioning that we would sing primarily out of these packets, but if you have songs that are found in the church hymnal that didn't make it into this, or if you have songs from memory, I would be happy to lead those as well. With the songs from memory, I guess a disclaimer that individual results may vary. But I'm looking forward to a good evening of singing together. Let's start with 204, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the sun.
All right, I'll take three selections at this time. 219. And 217. Let's turn to 219. Thank you. I was going to ask for that. I hadn't quite gotten to it yet. On the descant and for the bass runs, let's save those for the fourth verse. Sing everything else as written. 219.
Thank you.
2:29. And several pages back to 2:17.
Joyful are you.
And we'll take three more.
220.
What was it?
220.
220? 316. And 316 in Alma. O Beautiful Star. 220, 316, and O Beautiful Star.16.
Tidings of great joy I bring.
O Beautiful Star, is that in our church hymnals? I'm kind of drawing a blank. All right. Now I'm drawing a blank on the pitch. It's in G.
O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have crossed the land, and guiding the wise men on their way into the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of
I think we'll take a little break from singing now and take your announcements.
Okay. also work for share time on Sunday, but I don't be here then. I had the privilege of being at the kids' club last evening, and I'd just like to bless the youth. It was just, for me, it was an anointed evening, and to see all those children and their parents hear the wonderful gospel message just really blew my heart, and I bless the Lord and bless them. And also for the just generous outpouring of love through the plates and the singing. Just got several different phone calls and comments of how meeting us has what that has meant to the people. And I believe, I'm convinced, God is speaking to their hearts. And there's one person especially I pray for that you need to spend some time with them, William. The wife is Nadine Hieronymus. She stays at the Hutchinson Care Center. She's an invalid. Her husband is Michael. And he's very loyal. He's a Jew, but an unpracticing Jew. Doesn't believe in Jesus as the Messiah, but a very loyal husband. And just really pray for that he would learn to know Jesus as the Christ.
Another reminder about the Christmas program that the grade school is putting on here, as well as a few homeschoolers helping us with some songs. We'll have two showings of this. The one is at 1:45 in the afternoon, and the other 7:30 in the evening. These are both on Friday, the 21st.
Okay, I think we, excuse me, I think we are going to have a short prayer time here. And so are there any other prayer requests in addition to the ones that have been given? If not, I think I'll read over this this list again and then have you all stand and just have a number of people lead out, and I'm going to ask Willard if you would mind closing then, kind of when it feels right. The requests that we have are for Freeman and Wilma, for Carol Nisley in her continuing sickness, and Michael and Nadine, Hands of Christ contacts. And I think that it is appropriate to spend time praying about things besides requests, especially as we think about the wonderful gift of Christ this season. So if people feel led to pray prayers of thanks, that is certainly appropriate as well. Let's stand.
Hope and you.
We lift unto you and pray for your touch of healing against your will. Father, certainly your touch of grace for him and their family. We're so thankful we can bring him and other hurt each other to you. And we pray that in this time of brokenness, that we note the brokenness. Pray that there would be restoration in this land. Hearts would be turned to it.
Yes, Lord, we thank you again for this Christmas season. And we pray that you would help us to understand better and better as life goes on what you have done for us. Help us also to think of what took place after that and what Jesus has left as he left the home of heaven and what he went through here to bring peace for us. We see there is much frustration in this world today, and yet you are no respecter of persons. We thank you for this, Lord. Help those who are frustrated to understand this. May we do our part, living an example so that they might not become confused, but that they might see what truth really is. We pray for those who are sick that have been mentioned, and pray, Lord, that you would bless us to have a compassionate heart for those, and may you have your way. You often answer our prayers in a positive way. We just pray, Lord, that you would help us to accept what you have for us, and thank you for the many times that you answer in a positive way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Father, that you are so good, and thank you that the gift that you've given us tonight dependent on our behavior, on our accomplishments. It is grace. Thank you, Lord, that what you do is right, even though we don't always understand it. In fact, you don't even understand some of the things that you do in a lot of for that reason, we are grateful that you are our Father. I think of the accident at Shady Lawn in Arkansas, and some of the ones who were injured, especially for a moment. It hurts to see good people suffering. And I pray that, well, I know that you're working in their lives, and I trust that you will be working in the rest of our lives as we sort through this and try to see what the purpose is. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for each one here. Bless you. And we thank you for allowing us this opportunity to sing, praise, and to pray. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Good evening. Let's sing 308, and I'll also take two selections now if you have them. And 222. All right. 308, Glory Be to God. Just to let you know what's happening. We'll sing through the whole piece and then come back to the bottom. You see a 249. We'll come back to the top of that page then and sing what's marked as 249 and 250. So it'll be the middle two pages. We'll sing those two again. All right, let's stand. Number 308.
There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch for their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them.
225. 225.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Amen. 222. Let's sing melody only on verse 1 and then parts on the rest of the verses. Number 222, Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming.
Thank you, John. Three more selections. Joy to the World, and I think we already sang Silent Night earlier. Would you like to sing it again? You would? All right. Maybe I'll have you choose two verses of that when we get to that. One more. 291. Joy to the World. And I believe that is in our church hymnals if you would like to refer to it. Number 99, I think. 96, thank you.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Let every heart prepare in room, and every
Virginia, do you have several verses of Silent Night that you want? First and third. All right. And I have heard too many pitches this evening, and I'm drawing a blank on where that is. 219. Thank you. First and third. Two hundred ninety-one.
Oh.
And I think we'll take three more selections. Brenda? 99 out of the church hymnal.
Two oh two.
Two twenty-three. Thank you. That was close. We just about got out early. Number 99 in the church hymnal.
Two hundred two. Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling.
And 223. And I think I'm going to ask you to stand for this last song. And after this, I'm going to ask Sam D. Knisley to lead our dismissal prayer. 223.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come,
thank you.
Larry.
Well, this evening, we're going to try a little bit something different with this snack. We have two food lines. One will be going around the front through the door on the right, and the other one will be around the back here. And then you can file through, get your food. And then there'll be a drinks table just on the other side of the curtains here that you can get whatever drinks you would like. There's coffee, hot chocolate, spiced cider, all those. And we've got three tables set up with chairs for the elderly to sit at. And we'd like to ask that the youth come back into the sanctuary. I don't think there'll be quite enough seating for everybody over there. And then the rest can fill in the chairs and enjoy yourself. Plenty of food, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Before you leave, I would appreciate if you would get all of the song sheets to the middle aisle. We will pick them up there. And thank you all for a wonderful evening of singing.